football on Off the Ball.
I think Liverpool have won the transfer window. Even if they don't get Isak, if they end up getting Isak, then they've blown everybody out of the water.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Football Show on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by William Hill. Download the app and play today.
Right then, Disney Plus is bringing the excitement of La Liga to Saturdays in Ireland and the UK through a new 3-year agreement. The season kicks off with a thrilling opener as Valencia hosts Real Sociedad at the iconic Mestalla Stadium, live on Disney Plus from 8:30 p.m. Irish time. And Steve McManaman is going to be part of the coverage. I'm delighted to say he is with us now on the line. Steve, how are you doing?
I'm very well, Owen. How are you?
All good. A couple of really interesting storylines going into this season from a La Liga standpoint. We'll get to Trent Alexander-Arnold in just a moment. But Marcus Rashford, what's the gut feeling, Steve, on how he's going to settle into life at Barcelona?
Well, firstly, it's a brilliant move for Marcus, isn't it? He's gone from Manchester United, of course, that struggled slightly the last couple of years, but particularly last year, to one of the most exciting teams in the world, who won La Liga and should have really got to the Champions League final, only throwing it away against Inter Milan. Exciting going forward, letting goals, but the way Hansi Flick's sides play, I think it's an incredible move for him. And he should have the time of his life. He's going to live in Barcelona. The stadium should be up and running hopefully very soon. You never know. They've put the release date back about 26,000 times, but the Camp Nou should be up and running soon enough, certainly in some sort of form. And it's up to him to, you know, take this opportunity and run with it and, you know, be the superstar that everybody thought he could have been 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago and, you know, force his way back into the England squad.
I mean, from a former Liverpool, former Real Madrid standpoint, a former Manchester United, current Barcelona player must be the antithesis of Steve McManaman.
Yeah, I shouldn't say anything nice about him, should I, really? No, I know Marcus, and, you know, he's had a lot of unfair criticism. I think he probably feels himself that he hasn't played the right style of football. Of course he does. But I think some of the criticism was way over the top on him, but he's got a fresh start now, hasn't he? And as any young footballer, you want them to do well, and you know he's got an incredible opportunity here, because you know the lifestyle and the style of the club and Hansi Flick, who the German manager, speaks very good English, so you know they can relay messages to him. So it's in his hands now. It really is, to go out and have an incredible season. And you know he's got the likes of Rafinha, who had a great season, Lamine Yamal, Robert Lewandowski, you know, Pedri. He's got players around him who'll be able to hopefully see Marcus in his correct form.
There was a theory out there last year, Steve, that Inter Milan kind of screwed up the Champions League final, seeing Barcelona in that final against this brilliant Paris Saint-Germain team is what a lot of people wanted. Do you subscribe to that theory that Barcelona are right up there with Paris Saint-Germain as one of the most exciting young teams in Europe and potentially about to embark on a new period of dominance?
The first question, yes, I do feel that. I think they're inexperienced cost Barcelona. If you remember going back to certainly in the San Siro, as soon as they went 3-2 up in the 87th minute, that should have been it. They should have shut up shop and got the game over and done with. But, you know, they just wanted to attack and go 4-2 and score more goals, and got caught at the other end by an awful goal, really. The centre defender, Acerbi, scored it, didn't he, in virtually the last kick of the game to send the game into extra time and penalty. So, you know, they suffered from a little bit of inexperience there. I don't think they'll dominate for the future, because I think if anybody's seen their transfer dealings this year, they're always up against it. They're always fighting these financial constraints that they have. You know, they brought in Marcus and they brought in a goalkeeper, but they lost Inigo Martinez, the centre defender. Longley's gone, even though he'd been shipped out on loan on a number of occasions. He's gone. And I always feel that they need a little bit more strength at the back. I think they've left themselves a little bit vulnerable, but you know, they can't bring in a lot of players. They can't register a lot of the players because of their shenanigans, really, in the financial windows that they're in, and the waiting on, you know, I think various monies to come through the door from selling VIP boxes in the new stadium, et cetera, to try and register players. So it's a little bit ugly and uncomfortable what they're up to financially. So that's why I don't think they'll be able to dominate like other teams could do, really.
And there is the problem of Real Madrid, which will have a lot to say about any potential dominance or any idea of even winning this year's league title.
Yes.
Such a fascinating thing, Steve, this campaign ahead for Real Madrid. Really interesting if anybody's a Liverpool fan looking ahead to this season as well, with the Xabi Alonso factor, obviously, with the Trent Alexander-Arnold factor. What are your general expectations of how Xabi Alonso, first of all, is going to handle the giant of a club that is Real Madrid? Being in that hot seat is not an easy gig.
I mean, knowing Xabi, and I know him well, I think he'd handle it no problem at all. A lot of the things with Real Madrid is whether the manager has all the power. And a lot of the time, the power lies with the president. And previous managers, if they've upset any of the players have gone around the manager's back and gone straight to the president and had a moan. So I certainly hope when they employed Xabi that they've said to Xabi, do what you want with the team, we'll support you. If you need to drop players, we'll support you, etc., etc. And I think Xabi will be more than capable of handling the role. I mean, Madrid have brought in, you know, four players, as you know. They brought in Trent, they brought in Housen, they brought in, Carreras, the left-back. And they brought in Mastantuono, the young, exciting Argentinian player from River Plate. And then they've also got Dani Carvajal back, Eder Militao back, who scored last night. You know, they've got David Alaba back. So their squad now is huge. It's experienced and it's stacked with quality players. So that's why I think Real Madrid will be the team to beat in La Liga this year over the whole season. I think Xabi will implement a little bit more work rate in a lot of the players. I think the players got to kick up the backside the way the season finished last year. You know, the Ballon d'Or nominees are all PSG and Barcelona players. So, you know, the likes of Kylian and the likes of Vinny Jr. should take that personally. And I expect them to have a really big season this year.
Diverted, a 10-part Off the Ball original series telling the story of sport and other things on a journey through Latin America.
I'm nervous and police will use tear gas.
Yes. Oh, Jesus!
You're looking at two of the best professional wrestlers in Mexico City!
So if you hear anything about the Gringo Loco, that's me, okay?
Diverted has been named among Apple Podcasts' best so far list of 2025.
We were on our own at 3,600 meters.
We have that mark as narcos, cocaine, violence, as a Pablo Escobar thing.
To be honest with you, if I never see Route 40 again, I will be a happy, happy man.
Diverted. All 10 parts are available now for free via Apple Podcasts.
I thought Route 40 was the most lonely road in the world. Turns out Route 25 is somehow even lonelier.
On Trent Alexander-Arnold, the idea of his move to Real Madrid has kind of been brought into Premier League online discourse over the past week or so, because we've seen a lot of people talk about Alexander Isak's behaviour, and there could be this perceived, I stress the perceived here, double yes. standard out there. Look, as football fans, we're all very loyal to our own teams, but there could be this idea out there that Liverpool fans are a little bit happier with Alexander Isak's current behaviour at Newcastle United, trying to agitate for a move, compared to Trent Alexander-Arnold lining up his Real Madrid move before departing. It is the great conflict within us all as football fans that we're never going to be consistent on everything. But do you have sympathy for the Liverpool fans' standpoint on that particular conflict between the Isak situation and the Trent situation?
Well, I think the two situations are completely different, and I don't know how you can put one against the other. Trent Alexander-Arnold never said a word really until he left. He's been at the club since he was six. He cost nothing. And he left for a fee at the end. Isak, Newcastle paid, I don't even know, a world record fee for themselves from Real Sociedad. I think he's only been there 2.5 years and then he's operating like this. So I think it's completely different to how, I don't even know how people can put the same thing together, to be very honest. So I don't know why fans would be worried about it, really. Yeah. I mean, I don't think Liverpool are operating in any shady way about Isak. You know, I honestly don't.
When it came to the saga at the end of last season that surrounded Alexander-Arnold's departure from yes. Liverpool, like, you're in a very unique position, Steve, where you can understand precisely this sort of move.
Yes.
What's he weighing up in that moment. Like for me, when we were talking about it on the show, I put a lot of weight on the fact that you get to go experience something different. And yes, it's not necessarily bigger or better, or you're going to have more success in terms of trophies. You might earn a bit more money, sure. But there's also a big factor here where there's a young man who wants to go experience something different. Is that as massive a factor as I thought it was?
Well, I certainly think that. He joined Liverpool at six. He's lived in Liverpool all his life, which is a small city compared to a lot of other cities with, what, 450,000 people population, something like that in Liverpool. He's gone through every single football team that Liverpool have had, under 16s. I knew him at under 16 level, at under 18 level, at under 21 level. He's behaved impeccably all the time. You know, he started on the bottom rung of getting paid and he's climbed his way through. But I think you should be able to give somebody the chance of when he's 26 and he's coming to the end of his contract. And it's probably the last big contract he'll sign. If he signed for Liverpool a 5-6 year deal, he'd probably be there for the rest of his life. He got to that point where he's not married, he hasn't got any children, so he doesn't have to necessarily worry about schools or moving children or being unhappy. He doesn't live in Liverpool anymore. He moves out to Cheshire. So he's an incredibly famous boy, as we know that. So you cannot stop him from wanting to see what the world's like, play in a different country, play with different people, sense a different atmosphere, learn a different lifestyle, learn a different culture, learn a different language. I understand the emotive issue. People don't like players leaving their club, especially when they've won it. But he's won every single trophy with Liverpool. And you can't deny him the opportunity of going to try new things and experience, you know, a new lifestyle. You know, once you get to 33, 34, your football career is coming to an end. So you have to grasp every opportunity if you can, if you feel that it will make you a better person. He might win, he might be successful at Real Madrid, it's hard. But you know what? He'll probably benefit from the experience in the future when he's sitting as a 45-year-old or a 50-year-old and people are not interested in him. Then he's got the, you know, the memories of what he did. And I certainly think it's the right move. But I would say that because I've done it. But you know, people leave because they need to feel a buzz again. They need an experience and they need to grow. And I think that's perfect for Trent.
Definitely, but also
I don't think it was anything to do with money and things like that. Liverpool pay incredibly well, and they would have given him a monumental contract. And yeah, of course, he's got off-field commercial opportunities with boot deals, etc., etc. So it's never a money issue. Not now. It may have been 15, 20 years ago, but it's not now. Not with the very, very best. So, you know, that's out the way. It's just an experience. It's just to go and do something and try something completely different.
In your experience, does the relationship with the Liverpool fans tend to thaw over the following decade? So when he is 45, 50... Will he go back to Anfield and get a better reception than he did at the end of last season?
Listen, yeah, I mean, it was the reception he received when he came, I think it was the Arsenal game, I thought it was awful. And it was better the last game of the season, with, you know, the reception he should have got. You know, people forget, you know, Luis Suarez came and went after 4 years and everybody adored him at the time until he came back for Barcelona, you know, and then this lad's been at the club for 20 years and done everything and never said a bad word about anything. And then people can boo him. So I understand why, but I think people, you know, it will thaw, you know, the lot of superstars who have played at Liverpool have all played in, you know, Mo's played in three countries. Virgil's played in three or four countries. They've all played for three or four different teams. So, you know, you go back to the history of Steven Gerrard, who had his career at Liverpool, but went to LA Galaxy. Kenny Dalglish had a number of clubs. Ian Rush had a number of clubs. John Barnes did. So you have to remember that. And I think Liverpool fans will remember it in the end. And, you know, he'll be treated like a hero, like he should be when he comes back in the future.
For sure. And just one last question, and just a reminder as well, Disney Plus bringing La Liga to Saturdays in Ireland and the UK over the course of the next 3 years. So Valencia Real Sociedad kicks off the season this Saturday, 8:30 Irish time on Disney Plus. It's going to be live from the Mestalla. Steve McManaman, who you're listening to, is going to be part of the coverage. The question I have for you, Steve, which I'm always interested in, Liverpool play Friday night, I think Real Madrid are on Sunday night. Are you jumping out of your seat? Are you leaping towards the TV with every goal that Liverpool score and every goal that Real Madrid score? Do you have a slight favourite of one or the other, or how do you behave watching your two clubs?
Oh, no, I mean, listen, I work at Liverpool. I still, you know, my following is Liverpool. I'll be at Anfield on on Friday and loving everything. I'm very good friends with everybody at Liverpool. I work at the academy, so my loyalties lie there. I mean, Madrid, of course, I've got lots of friends there, and they play on Tuesday. Actually, played last night and they play on Tuesday. So I'll go and see. I'm going to go over and see Real Madrid as well. And I know a lot of the staff there, so and of course I know Trent and Jude, and I want them to be successful without a shadow of a doubt. But you know, I live in England, I work at the Liverpool Academy, and my priorities lie with Liverpool.
Enjoy the new season, Steve. Thanks a million for your time.
Cheers, mate. Nice to speak to you. See you later.
All the best.
The Football Show on Off the Ball,
brought to you by William Hill. Download the app and play today.